Hey everybody, this is Mark Manton, and this is another analysis and commentary, this time about everything you wanted to know about procrastination, but were too lazy to ask. In these commentaries, I talk about the ideas, research, inspiration, and stupid poop jokes that go into writing each article. This procrastination article is a funny one because I actually, I kind of backed into the whole procrastination theme. To be honest, I guess this is kind of like my, I'm going to come clean here. This is my confession to you. But honestly, this is how a lot of articles start and a lot of like some of my best articles start. I had the idea for Mark Manson's Law of Avoidance. The idea that people avoid doing, the amount of procrastination or avoidance somebody has is proportional to how much it threatens their identity or self-perception. I had that idea. I loved it. I was really, really excited about it. And no matter what I did, I couldn't really find like a clever or sexy way to kind of make a whole article out of it. Either there just wasn't enough material, or it was way too academic and theoretical, or, you know, anything I would call it, you know, people wouldn't get excited about it, you know, on Facebook or through email, and it wouldn't get a lot of clicks or whatever. So I kind of started, you know, thinking outside the box a little bit. I'm like, all right, like, how can I use this in a way that like is going to get a lot of people excited and, you know, draw a lot more attention? And that's kind of, I backed my way into the whole procrastination topic. Procrastination, it's a topic I've touched on in a number of different places. I have an ebook on habits that talks about it. I have an old article called Do Something Principle. And you can even kind of sense it in this article that I'm like, I'm kind of, the whole first half of the article is kind of like, yeah, here's a bunch of funny pictures where I make fun of myself for procrastinating. And here's like a very quick summary of a lot of the popular research and advice on procrastination, which I give in the second section, which is pretty much a summary of like what you would find in any of like the more popular productivity or motivation books out there. And then you get to the second half of the article, and it's almost like, okay, this is the real article now. We have Manson's Law of Avoidance. We have the problems with positive self-talk, and then we have the solution, kill yourself, which is basically like simplify your identity, try to identify with nothing, because that frees you to pursue and express whatever you please. So that's where the real meat of the article, and I like to do, I like this, I feel like this article, I mean, I like it a lot, and it did very well, people liked it a lot. I feel like this is a very good example of a few things I do a lot on the site. One is, this is what I refer to with my team a lot as like a reference article. So a lot of times what I do is, when there's like a very big topic that comes up everywhere and every single site on the internet has an article about it, and you know, everybody posts something about it at some point, it's almost like you're obligated to do it. Like procrastination in the personal development or life hacking or self-help world, like every single person, you're almost obligated to talk about procrastination at some point or another. And so sometimes I feel kind of pressured of like, all right, I have to cover some of these topics, because, you know, when you just exist in this world, like that's kind of what you're expected to do. Like people ask a lot, people want to know, you know, what's your take on procrastination? What's your take on, you know, whatever. So this filled in as that. Procrastination was, I mean, like I said, I've addressed it indirectly in a number of articles and places throughout the site, but it's not something that I ever like just took on head on and, tackled, you know, 100% one place. So it reference article, that's good. It's something, you know, and that's nice too, because whenever I do an article like this, it makes my life easier, because every single time I ever get an email from somebody who needs help, you know, has a question about procrastination or motivation, I just copy and paste a link to this. So that's kind of the first thing it accomplished. The second thing it accomplished is, I like to I really enjoy, and I think this is one reason why the site has been somewhat successful, and I've been successful writing about some of these things. I like to take old everyday topics, things like procrastination, things that like everybody has written about and at everybody's kind of said the exact same thing about. And I like to just throw a curveball. I like to take something that, you know, you've read about 500 times before and say something kind of similar. And then like halfway through, just like completely 180 on you and flip on you and be like, you thought I was going to give this advice, but I want to talk about this, something you never thought of before, something you never considered. But it's still very, applicable and relevant to the issue at hand. And this to me is like a perfect example of that, you know, with the Manson's Law and the identity stuff, because really in my mind, like most procrastination, you know, assuming we're not talking about taking out the garbage or, you know, calling your mother on the holiday, like when we're talking about big life stuff, changing jobs, moving to a new city, confronting a loved one, ending a relationship, like this is what we're talking about. This is why we put it off. This is why we avoid it. This is why we're scared, because it threatens our perception of who we are. It threatens the stability and the comfort that comes with, you know, knowing exactly who we are on a day-to-day basis, what we do every day, what we like, who we're with, things like that. And that's hard. Like it's something. You can really only kind of conquer that type of procrastination on a consistent basis. You can only conquer that once you become aware of it, and once you become aware of, I guess, leaning into relinquishing parts of your identity or letting go parts of your identity. So I like this article in that it does like a little bit of a magic trick. It lures you in with this like, oh, it's going to be a post about productivity. And then suddenly it flips into these like very deep, topics about identity and ego and self and all that goofy Buddhist stuff that I seem to always find myself talking about again. I also like it because we have the South Park animation of the guys rubbing their nipples. I'm a huge, huge South Park fan. And I consider them like one of my biggest influences. If you haven't noticed before, I love the way they do satire. I love their commentary, their ability to be apolitical, and rip on just human nature in general. And rather than like, just hone in on people from the right or from the left. And yeah, I think they're hilarious. Other thing I liked about this was my little bar graphs. This was my summer of Photoshop experimentation, and I was, I wouldn't say I was proud of these bar graphs, but, you know, it's, I still like to put my own images in the articles when possible. It makes me feel like, I guess, more of an artist or something. But yeah, those are cool. I think they came out well, I felt like they were necessary. I think it's a topic. You know, the academic version of this, is called cognitive cost-benefit analysis. It's basically like when people kind of unconsciously measure the weight of the positive thoughts and feelings associated with the task and the negative thoughts and feelings associated with the task, and then like make their behavioral judgment based on that. It's hard to explain that concept in any sort of depth without like boring the shit out of the reader. So I thought putting together like some funny bar graphs with like smiley faces and stuff was a great way to accomplish that in a fun way that we keep people engaged. So overall, yeah, I think great article, good advice, cool concept. The Manson's Law of Avoidance made it into my new book. It was that good. It made it into the book. It was amazing. But yeah, it made the cut basically. You know, I was only able to put, so the new book is probably about 220 pages. And, I would say I was really only able to put about 20 pages worth of stuff from the blog into the book. and the Manson's Law of Avoidance makes an appearance because I like it that much. But yeah, that's it. Hopefully, you know, this is useful to you, not just the identity level stuff, but, you know, hopefully this puts you on the right path to deal with some of the procrastination in your own life.